Hello, podcast listener. This is Martha with a special mini-cast edition of Away with Words. We'll have a special guest joining us in a moment, but first, I want to tell you something. Here at Away with Words, we do this show because we love language. We love talking with you about it, and we love it when you share your insights with us. As you may know, Away with Words is not a production of one of the big radio networks. It's not even produced by a radio station. This program is produced by a small, nonprofit, mostly volunteer organization. So we need your help. I'm asking you to go to waywardradio.org. Click on the link at the very top of the page, and please, give what you can. $10, $25, $50, $100, or more, whatever feels right to you, it all adds up and it all makes a difference. In fact, if every podcast listener gave just $1, we'd be able to produce 6 more brand new hour-long episodes every year. If you give even more, well, we'll be churning out even more. But we do need your help. As our way of saying thanks, I've brought along a special guest for you today. He's none other than NPR puzzle master Will Shortz. When we told Will we were recording a pledge edition of our show, he volunteered to donate a quiz that he created specifically for you. It'll test your skill in solving anagrams. Grant, take it away.
Today, we're especially pleased to welcome none other than the High Priest of Puzzledom, the Master of Mystery, His Royal Riddleness, wrapped up in an enigma, NPR puzzle master Will Shortz. Will, how is it going?
Everything's good, Grant and Martha. Nice to be here.
I understand that you have a puzzle prepared for us.
I did. I made this last night. I'm going to give you 2 words. I'd like you to anagram one of them to get a slang synonym of the other one.
Ooh.
For example, if I said drunk and mobbed, M-O-B-B-E-D, you would say bombed, because bombed is an anagram of mobbed, and it means drunk.
Oh. Wow.
All right, here you go.
You came up with this last night?
I did, just for you guys, because I know you like slang.
Wow.
And which word is the anagram and which is the slang synonym is for you to discover.
Oh.
All right, here's number one.
Okay, very good.
Here's number one. Cool, C-O-O-L, and crazy.
Cool and crazy. Loco.
Loco,
oh,
good
very
job.
Good.
Number two is debuts, D-E-B-U-T-S, and bankrupt.
Busted.
Oh, that was fast.
Oh, very nice. So bankrupt and busted. Very good.
Ah. Cigar, egoist, E-G-O-I-S-T.
Stogie.
Stogie, is it? Good.
Nice.
Oh, your guys are fast. Least. Least, L-E-A-S-T, and bargain.
Like a steal?
Steal, like, yes, exactly, like steal.
Oh, sure, yes. So if something is a bargain in a store, it's also a steal. Very nice.
That's it. Fawns, F-A-U-N-S, and confusion.
Oh, so snafu, S-N-A-F-U.
Snafu, good.
Very good.
Excellent. Shop, S-H-O-P, and deluxe.
Oh, posh, P-O-S-H.
Good.
Oh.
Good. Dashes, sunglasses.
Shades.
Ooh,
that's
nice.
Fast. Money. And D-bar. D-E-B-A-R.
Bread.
Ooh. Bread, yes. It's like you guys are like a tag team.
All right, when do the hard ones start?
I've got a killer coming up.
Uh-oh.
But here's your next one. Trashed, T-R-A-S-H-E-D.
Uh-huh.
And clothing.
Clothing and trashed is...
It's not haberdashery, is it? Is this the hard one?
No, there's something worse coming up.
Oh, no.
Anagram trashed.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Slang term for clothing.
Threads.
Threads, good.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
All right, try this one. Shore, S-H-O-R-E, and swindler.
Ooh, nice words.
Swindler. Okay, I think we're into the hard ones now. Shore and swindler.
Yeah. Which do you think is the anagram?
Shore.
Yes.
Oh, it is shore?
Yeah.
Horse swindler? No, horse trader, horse dealer? Okay.
It does start with H.
It's not heroes. No.
No.
Sure. Come on, Grant. This
I'm looking.
Easy,
I'm
right?
looking. H.
A How many words are there for Swindler?
Million.
It's
the second oldest profession.
And it starts with an H. So,
yeah.
Hoser? No.
Hoser.
Yeah. Oh, because you get hosed.
You know that word, don't you? You
sure,
hose somebody?
Sure,
a hoser?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Try this one. Genius. G-E-N-I-U-S. Genius. Mm-hmm. And 90s. N-I-N-E-T-I-E-S.
Ooh. Genius in 90s.
So 90s is probably the one to be anagrammed.
That's
correct.
Something sentient? No.
It's gonna be a slang word, and I'll tell you it's also a person's name.
Einstein.
Yeah, genius is an Einstein.
Very
good. How about this? Rear, R-E-A-R, and shut, S-H-U-T.
Well, I would say tush.
Yes. I'd say tush. Good. Excellent. Caught. C-A-U-G-H-T, and denial, D-E-N-I-A-L.
So denial probably is going to be anagrammed.
How about nailed? Yes. Nailed.
Nailed,
ooh,
yes.
Very good.
And here's your last one. I hate to end with a killer, but here you go.
Oh, give it.
It's peaches, P-E-A-C-H-E-S, and comprehend.
Oh, my goodness. Peaches and comprehend.
So peaches maybe is the one to be anagrammed?
I was going to say
capiche. Correct.
No.
Capiche. I am impressed. Wow.
It. Yeah, he did the slangy spelling of it too for double difficulty.
C-A-P-E-E-S-H.
No, that's a standard slang spelling of it, although it's not true to the Italian. Very good.
Really?
Lovely.
Right.
The stumpers
I'm
are more fun.
Guys.
The stumpers are more fun even if we do end up looking like silly ones. Will, thank you. This was great. You do this like on commercial breaks and stuff, right?
Amazing.
Something like that. Yeah, in between crosswords.
Thank you for entertaining us today. We do appreciate it. And you can hear Will Shorts on Sundays on Sunday Edition on NPR.
So how'd you do? And while we're at it, I have two bonus anagrams for you. The first one is oven wig. That's right, oven wig. I'll give you a moment. You mix up those letters and it spells give now. Clever, right? Well, you can oven wig by going to waywardradio.org, click on the link at the top, and contribute to help us keep bringing you this show. One last anagram, hanky out. Scramble those letters in hanky out and you get thank you. So, hanky out for listening, and please, if you can, go to waywardradio.org and oven wig. Until next time, I'm Martha Barnett.